Springfield officials have announced plans to redevelop a downtown park to make it the center of a proposed dining district. The plan was announced during a visit this week by Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito. Mayor Dominic Sarno unveiled plans to completely renovate Stearns Square Park and a connecting plaza known as Duryea Way in the historic commercial center of downtown. He also announced the city will establish a $1.5 million low-interest loan fund to attract full-service restaurants to the area.
We have a vision, and we feel we can build on bringing empty nesters, baby boomers, and young professionals not only to work downtown and stay downtown after work, but to move downtown.
The plan to spend public funds is an effort to attract more private economic development to an area of the city located between Union Station and the planned MGM Casino.
You have that anchor, Union Station, North End anchor there. The MGM will be the South End downtown anchor. And in the meantime, we're connecting the dots.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy sees Stearns Square as a gateway to the rest of downtown for visitors arriving at Union Station. The historic transportation center is undergoing an $88 million restoration and is scheduled to open at the end of this year. The MGM Casino is scheduled to open in 2018.
Right in the middle of town, we'll have anchors in each end and something thriving right here in the middle. So from a practical point of view, I think it should work. I've met with all the business owners in the area, and you can expect that they will be making a contribution by investing in their businesses and doing a little bit of expansion. So I think everybody on the team is playing.
Stearns Square Park is a block-long, tree-shaded patch of grass and dirt with crumbling stone benches and a non-working water fountain. It's surrounded by commercial buildings with many vacant storefronts. The restoration plan calls for new landscaping, trees, paved walkways, new park furniture, and fixing the water fountain. City officials estimate it will cost more than $1 million. Additionally, the city plans to spend $300,000 to widen sidewalks to make space for outdoor dining. The plan needs approval from the Springfield Parks Commission and the City Council. Kennedy said the project will be paid for with federal and city funds. Polito praised the plans announced by city officials.
Springfield is definitely on the move.
Not far from Stearns Square, the state has invested in a $4 million project to transform a vacant building into a center for startup entrepreneurial businesses. Mass Development is renovating a building for lease that overlooks Stearns Square Park. Chris Russell, executive director of the Springfield Business Improvement District, predicted there will be several applicants for loans from the new restaurant development fund.
This is going to get things really going. So we were actually meeting with people over the past couple weeks knowing that this was coming, and they're very, very excited about it.
The restaurant development fund will be set up through a program administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The fund is expected to be in place by September 1st, according to a press release from the mayor's office. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.